it's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, I mentioned a second ago, counted it up, free shopping weekends to go and local retailers. Oh! Inviting you to shop local, and I hear a lot of people talking about that, wanting to shop local this year, which is great, and we hope, as you do, you keep in mind Santa's Anonymous this weekend, where we ask you to toss in a new unwrapped toy into any one of our toy bins that are scattered around the city right now. There are toy bins in superstores, toy bins in Walmarts, Marshalls, Winners, over at Zippity Zoom Toys on South Albert, Canadian Tires have them. Any Taylor Automotive Group member, Northgate and Southland Malls, those are just a few where we really need your support. Our cutoff for Santa's Anonymous is next Thursday, and we're a bit behind from the heavy demand. We've got something like 3,500 kids that we need toys for. Hope you can help us out as we make it a mission every Christmas to ensure that every little girl and boy wakes up on Christmas morning with a toy under the tree, some sort of gift. From babies all the way up to 12-year-olds, we invite you to toss a new unwrapped toy in one of our toy bins this weekend. Christmas parties, yeah, they're in full swing here in Rolko. We had ours last Friday, but I know some people going to Christmas parties this weekend or hosting one. SGI reminding us, find a safe ride home. You know the police are going to be amping up spot checks this time of year as well, too. And although it seems like a lot of you have already got your Christmas tree up, some of you may yet be thinking about picking up a real tree this weekend. I spoke earlier in the week with my buddy Philip Rispins out at the Sherwood Greenhouse on Range Road. He told me the most popular tree is still the Fraser fir. And as for cost of maybe a 5 or 6 footer Fraser fir?
Yeah, about $95.
And when you take a tree home, what's the first thing you really got to do?
So the first thing you want to do is you want to cut the bottom inch off the stem. Outside, cut all the twine off and shake that tree really good so that all the needles that are trapped inside, you lose them outside instead of losing them in your house. Then when you put it in your tree stand, you want to open your tap with hot water, as hot as you can out of the tap. And that first water has to be warm so that tree can wake up and absorb that water right away. And they get really thirsty, and first they absorb a lot of water, and then after a while, you just have to keep topping it up. That could be every couple of days, sometimes once a week.
There you go. Philip also told me he expects they're going to be out of trees by the end of the weekend, too. And some of the tree lots I've seen around town are starting to look a little thinner as well. So if you need a real tree, might be the weekend to get on that. If you're looking to get into the spirit of the season, man, there are so many options this weekend. There's Globe Theater. They've got a Christmas Carol on their stage. I've heard good things about that. The two biggest holiday hits so far at the box office are the Wicked sequel and Disney's Zootopia 2. So if you want to make a family weekend at the movies, you have some choices there. Tomorrow and Sunday in the White City Community Center, there's going to be a Lego show and sale. It's actually put on by the Saskatchewan Lego Users Group, which is a group who love Lego, and you'll learn more about them later as one of their members is going to be joining me here on the show this morning. And after a road trip that took them out west during Agribition, the Regina Pats are back, and they lost every game on that road trip. Not a good road trip. So the boys are back in town tonight in front of their hometown fans at the Brand Center. Brandon's in town. They're hoping to start a new winning streak here, too. Trevor Harris. We're going to hear from him a little later on officially today, but that'll be a hot topic again on the Green Zone after yesterday. Trevor announcing that he will return for one more year. Lordy, he'll be 40 next year. But it doesn't seem to matter the way he's been playing as of late. So that's great news in Ryderville. Just played the Police. I have to recognize how I love the move that they made official. Keeping the interim chief of police in the position of Chief of Police, Laura Lee Davies, becomes the first woman to serve in the role, not just in Regina, but in Saskatchewan the first. And she joined RPS, I believe, nearly 30 years ago. Long ago, Laura Lee and I, we worked together in media. She'll be formally sworn in as chief in the new year. She takes over after Farouk Sheikh was dismissed by the city, but a great day yesterday for her.
The journey and all of my experiences these past three decades have not only made me a stronger person, but a better leader.
And she admitted, hearing it all become official, and when she was officially called Regina's chief of police yesterday, it definitely moved her.
My eyes got a little teary, I'm not going to lie. And actually seeing how many people are here in this room today, that makes me very proud.
When asked if she had a mentor in her years of service that she may occasionally lean on for advice in her new role, well, Arlie acknowledged someone you might know in the audience yesterday watching the official announcement.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's here today. Former Chief Evan Brave is a huge mentor of mine and a huge supporter. So it's actually great that he's able to be here today.
What did you learn most from him?
When he left this building on his last day, he said, take care of our family. And, you know, I think it's people first. And that's really always been important to him, and it's important to me.
One of her first stops today is Chief on the Evan Bray Show right after the 8:30 news, too. And she said she's going to put a priority on member wellness in the coming year. But ahead of that,
probably first priority is budget in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, budget deliberations begin the middle of December here. 15th, so she'll be a big part of that too. As for being the first woman to serve in the role as chief of police, she hopes to inspire.
You know, we had Jessica Campbell here earlier this year. She's the assistant coach for the Seattle Kraken, and it's basically if you can see it, you can be it. And so I hope for, you know, young girls and young women out there that they see that there's many opportunities in non-traditional roles. And I'm, you know, certainly hoping that some of them put their applications in here. But, you know, I think it's just important and hopefully people see it as a role model.
Well, look, we're in good hands, Regina. She's going to be awesome. Like I said, I've known Laura Lee for many years, and I've always loved how genuine she is and always admired her drive as an officer and a mom. Man, just like you, whipping the kids everywhere for hockey or whatever else they might have to be at. She's a full-time mom, too. I texted her congratulations yesterday, and I have to admit, the little ping woke me up. I had gone to bed already, and there it was, message from Laura Lee thanking me and said, Greg, hey, I even liked my own face on your Facebook page. She was referring to the post I made about her role as chief becoming official on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page. So super cool person who will be an even better chief. And she, as I mentioned, will join the Evan Bray Show just after the 8:30 news here this morning. Coming up, we are going to learn about Saskatchewan's Lego group. I love Lego. My kids have always loved Lego. If you love Lego, you'll want to hear how this group actually gets together every so often and talks about, well, imaginary builds that live in their mind and making them come true. And they're going to be showing them off this weekend at a Lego show and sale at the White City Community Center tomorrow and Sunday. More on that coming up. And from the NFL last night, if you missed it, the Cowboys and Lions in the wild card hunt, both needing the victory in a bad way to keep rolling. It's tough being a Cowboys fan. They lost 44-30. Penalties and turnovers cost them. CJME News Time right now is 5:57. Bring them back. Quarterback Trevor Harris making a big announcement yesterday. He shall return for one more year. I will get to that in just a second here, but I got another text now. And thanks for all the texts. 1-877-300-7275. This one from Clint in Lumsden. He said, hey, Greg, coming in from Lumsden this morning. It's a rain mist. It's freezing to the windshield. Highways don't seem bad, but Department of Highways has been out sanding. That's from Clint, who lives in Lumsden. Coming our way, Dean, earlier in the northwest corner of Regina, said he was headed towards Lumsden, and there was some freezing rain. So right now, that may not have been in the forecast, but our listeners are experiencing it. So I love the updates. Let me know how your morning commute goes. 1-877-300-7275. Yes, Trevor Harris making it official that he's back for one more year. He says, we won, but we're not done.
Yeah, it's something I'll never take lightly, is being the quarterback here, the quarterback of this province and organization. Very, very proud to represent the green and white and don those colors because of the history here, the greats that came before us, the passion of the fan base, and, you know, Rider Nation, or should we call y'all Champ Nation now? Champ Nation is truly, truly remarkable. And, you know, we belong to this province and they embrace us as their own. And we just want to reciprocate the love to them and show them how much they mean to us, because football is a culture identity here. And, you know, it's who we are, and we love our fans. They love us. And but make no mistake about it. We won one. We won, but we're not done. It's go time. Let's go run it back, man. Let's go do it again.
Yeah, that's shared by the Saskatchewan Roughriders. And the 39-year-old coming off one of his best seasons in his career. We'll talk to the media again later on today just to say, hey, it's done. It's official. He's on the way back. CFL TSN insider Dave Naylor was on the Green Zone yesterday. He's not surprised he's back.
I'm happy that at this stage of his career, he's having so much fun and has found a place where, you know, football's never been more enjoyable for him. And I think, you know, at this stage of your career, this stage of your life, it has to be enjoyable. Like, it can't be misery. And I think that's why Trevor Harris is coming back.
Now it should get a little easier signing some of those potential free agents to return as well for the Riders. NFL news from last night, both the Cowboys and the Lions in the wild card hunt, both needing a victory in a bad way. Cowboys went into Detroit looking for their fourth win in a row. But, man, penalties and Detroit's defense that led to three turnovers, some of which they turned into points, really cost the Cowboys. This one, 44-30 final for the Lions after the game. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, he was trying to spin that they're not done yet.
I think guys stop. I don't think this is any deflated moment, like, oh, hands are up, we're done. You know what I mean? Like, no, just, no, like, absolutely not.
Man, he was sacked five times, pressured many times. And he lost his top target in the third quarter, too. CeeDee Lamb suffered a concussion. From the NHL, the Leafs beat Carolina 5-1. Ottawa lost 4-2 to the Rangers. And Connor McDavid had three goals and an assist. Draisaitl had a goal and three assists. The Oilers exploded in a 9-4 win over the Seattle Kraken. And apparently the Winnipeg Jets are going to host an NHL Heritage Classic next year, October 25th. In the Princess Auto Stadium, home of the Blue Bombers, right? They're going to host the Montreal Canadiens, but technically the NHL hasn't made it completely official. It seems it accidentally leaked online on a page that listed all the details of the matchup yesterday, but since then it's been pulled with an error message now on that webpage. So stay tuned, but it sounds like the Jets are going to have an outdoor classic next October. Lotto Max tonight, 70 million plus 10 max millions. Would love to win that. And don't forget, tickets are on sale later this morning for the Outskirts Music Festival.
Somebody save me.
Jelly Roll, the headliner. This is that new festival in Saskatoon at the Sastel Center Grounds. June 26th, Third Eye Blind is on the bill, too. And tickets on sale this morning on Ticketmaster at 10. I think they have like three different ticket levels. Tier 1 top ticket gives you the early entry at a dedicated entrance line, easier access to merch, and, oh, you get your private bar and nicer washrooms, and then there are two other tiers as well. So 10 o'clock this morning, they go on sale.
Here is boy child, Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing.
Three weekends to shop before Christmas arrives. It's going to be a busy one, I hope. And local retailers looking forward to greeting you. Go to a store with a door and shop local if you can here this weekend. Getting a few texts here about some freezing mist drizzle in the northwest corner of Regina and from here to Lumsden right now. In fact, also now I'm hearing from Clint that he saw there's an accident coming off Ring Road to Albert Street. Their vehicle slipped, hit the guardrail, and police on the scene, tow truck on the scene as well. So might be a little slippery in some areas this morning. Mentioned how not only do we encourage you to shop local, but shop for Santa's Anonymous. Every December we try to help those who are in need this time of the year. Times are a little tight. Lots of people coming forward to our friends at the Salvation Army suggesting they need assistance. And Someone who helps us every December. I want to reintroduce you to a couple people, in fact, who championed our Sanits Anonymous program for several years now. I've got Christine and her daughter, Harley Pelasic, on the phone to share their story. Mom, Christine, I'll start with you. How long have you been assisting Sanits Anonymous now?
6 years.
And there was a reason for it. Share with everyone why.
We started supporting Sanits Anonymous in honor of my son, Max, Harley's brother, Max, who had a rare genetic disease called Gaucher disease. And he passed away when he was 2 years old. So we do this to celebrate and honor his life.
And Christine, at that time, Harley approached you, right?
That's correct. We were driving and we were talking about how we wanted to celebrate and honor Max, our first Christmas without him. And she passed an advertisement for Sanits Anonymous. And she wanted to know more about it, asked why Sanits Anonymous exists, and wanted to know what we could do to support the cause. She wanted to make sure that every child woke up with a toy on Christmas morning.
So quick, do the math, Christine. How old was Harley then?
5.
And Harley's with us here, too. Good morning, Harley.
Good morning.
11 years old now, Harley, and you're still helping out Sanits Anonymous. Tell everyone what you did the last few years. What have you been known to do?
Collecting like toys and like money, and then like, yeah.
Who do you usually call on? I know your family, right?
Yeah, my family.
What do? Like when people give you money, do you go shopping for all the toys yourself?
No, we bring it to like the Salvation Army and then like give it to them and the toys.
What did you do differently this year?
I designed my own poster.
To tell everyone that you were doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
My mom posted on her Facebook story, I think.
How did people react to it?
Lots of people shared it on their like stories, I think.
And did they start to give some money or toys to you?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty cool. So do you know how much in toys and money you've gathered this year?
Toys, I'm not sure, but money is $645.
Wow. And you gave that to the Salvation Army?
Yes.
In care of Sanits Anonymous to ensure that everyone wakes up with a toy under the tree. That's the kind of heart you got. You don't have a Grinch heart. You've got a ginormous Harley heart. Well, that's pretty cool you do that. Christine, Mom, you've got to be pretty proud of this kid.
Oh, yes. Every year it just warms my heart and brings tears to my eyes to see how successful she is and how she wants to honor and celebrate her brother and just make Christmas brighter for everyone around her.
Oh, I love it. Christine, do you have some sort of tally about how much in money and toys you've raised over the last few years for us?
Yeah, we only started counting the actual toys last year. In years past, we've just donated them, but Harley wanted to try to be accountable for it. So last year we started counting a little bit. But cash, we've been able to total it to, it's been over $12,000 that she's raised altogether.
What did we say? 6 years now it's been?
6 years, yeah.
That's incredible.
Over $12,000, yeah.
That's just your family being proactive and spreading the word of what you're trying to do for Sanits Anonymous and all that money raised. I can't imagine if every family tried that where we'd be, but I'm grateful to both of you do this and your family. And thank you so much, Christine. And Harley, Merry Christmas. Anything you want to say to anyone out there?
Shout out to my school, St. Joseph's, and thank you for everyone who donated. And Merry Christmas to you too.